The Chinese tech company Alibaba lets you buy and sell online. Think Amazon or eBay. Now the internet commerce giant will have something else in common with those U.S. companies. Alibaba plans to go public in New York later this year. And as NPR's Steve Henn reports, this could be the biggest initial public offering ever.
Just how big is Alibaba? It's huge.
It could be one of the top 20 most valuable companies that are trading in U.S. markets.
They are superbly profitable.
But if you want to get a sense of perspective, they handle more transactions than Amazon and eBay combined.
That's Kathleen Smith from Renaissance Capital, Anant Sundaram from Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business, and Colin Gillis at BGC Financial.
It's going to be one of the largest IPOs ever.
Gillis says Wall Street investment banks are salivating at the size of this deal. Alibaba is likely to sell between $15 and $20 billion in shares of its stock, and the deal could generate more than $1 billion in fees for Wall Street bankers.
That's what the excitement is being driven by. And Alibaba is the largest e-commerce company in China.
Actually, it's the largest e-commerce company in the world. It was founded in 1999 as a business-to-business website, and since then it's grown and expanded and diversified.
Alibaba is the infrastructure of China e-commerce.
That's Jack Ma, Alibaba's founder, speaking with tech journalist Kara Swisher at a conference a few years ago. Today, Alibaba's businesses include that original business-to-business website, as well as Taobao, a site where small and medium-sized Chinese businesses can sell directly to consumers. There's a consumer-to-consumer site. It also runs a logistics company, a web hosting and data processing firm, and Alipay, a payment processor that allows Chinese consumers to shop online.
People say Alipay is like a PayPal. No, it's different. PayPal is based on credit card and things. We are like escrow services, and it's a new innovation in China.
Customers who didn't have credit cards or bank accounts could go to the local post office and deposit cash into their account with Alipay. Then when they were shopping online, they could use those accounts to fund their purchases. Jack Ma says in the U.S., commerce and business already works pretty well. So e-commerce is kind of like the dessert, an afterthought for many businesses.
But China, because everything is so bad, so we're lucky to become the main course.
Credit, delivery, shipping. The very basics of business are being built online in China. And because of that, Colin Gillis at BGC Financial believes Alibaba handles hundreds of billions in transactions each year. He thinks it earned close to $3 billion in profits last year alone. That's more profit than Amazon has earned in its entire history. But
the important thing to remember here is, right, Alibaba is a privately held company. We still have very limited financial data because the prospectus is not out yet.
And Anant Sundaram at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business isn't convinced buying Alibaba stock would be a wise move for investors. The SEC recently cracked down on public company accounting in China, and Sundaram points out that China's domestic economy is slowing. He says if Alibaba's many websites are going to continue to grow, they'll have to compete in the West.
They're all operating in a protected turf. It's a protected home market with no foreign competition.
That said, Sundaram says if he were an executive at eBay or Amazon, the thought of Jack Ma and Alibaba suddenly flush with cash and moving aggressively into U.S. markets would strike fear into his heart. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.